Now, Colossians is a great book to debunk the false doctrine of church ages. Okay, there's a false doctrine out there taught by dispensationalists called church ages. If you've never heard of it, let me just give you a brief synopsis of what this is. The doctrine of church ages is the doctrine that teaches that the churches found within Revelation chapter 2 and 3, specifically those seven churches, are not literal churches. They're actually church ages, a period of time where churches existed, and they all share the same characteristic of this highlighted church. For example, you have the church at Ephesus that was addressed in Revelation chapter 2, right? And what was the problem with the church at Ephesus? Is that it had left its first love, right? It says, you know, I have one thing against me, thou hast left thy first love. Repent, therefore, and do the first works. Amen? Now, what they'll say is that the churches within that time period were all struggling with that. So basically, the church at Ephesus represents many churches within that time period that were all struggling and they're all leaving their first love. They weren't doing any soul winning is what that's saying. Now, that's ridiculous, okay? And the reason why that's ridiculous is because we're independent churches. And look, the church down the street does not dictate what kind of zeal and excitement and passion we have here. You know, look, and by the way, you can be influenced by churches, right? So much the more today because of the internet, YouTube, social media platforms, you know, but back then they didn't have YouTube. You know, back then they didn't have social media. They didn't know what was going on in some other churches unless they got a letter from them. So to say that all these churches were struggling, they didn't like soul winning, they left their first love, this is not true. And, you know, conveniently, they'll say that we're located today in the church age of what? Laodicean church era, right? And what was the problem with the Laodicean church era? Is that they were lukewarm. They were neither hot nor cold. They were God's vomit, because it says, I will spew thee out of my mouth. It's not saying that, you know, that they were making God vomit. It says that they were God's vomit. That's what it was saying. I'll spew thee out of my mouth. And they'll claim, you know, oh, you know, the reason people aren't getting saved today and the reason we're not on fire for God today is because we're in the Laodicean church era or age or whatever. That's false. Amen.